Hello and welcome. I'm Tanner Randall, and you're listening to Everyone's Famous, a podcast where we get to know people like you and me. Okay, so we are recording. How do I normally start my show? Let me think for a sec.
In our home studio.
No. I normally have something where I say, let me remember. Hold on, it's coming.
This is Everyone is Famous. Podcast where we talk about people like you.
I've already recorded that part. Reuse it. In today's episode, we'll be meeting with my lovely wife, Kenzie Randall, who is currently also a teacher, as was my sister. I like to interview teachers, I guess. She's wonderful. She's great. And I'm grateful to have her. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I feel honored.
You should be honored. I don't know if you listened to my previous one. I said you are the first person I want to have on, but
no, you didn't.
It just didn't seem to happen.
Okay, how much do I get paid for this again?
We'll talk about that later. Well, I'm going to, you know, we've talked a little bit about this because, as you know, you brought up the idea of you coming and...
Well, you can't start a podcast and not have your wife on it. It's just rude.
I didn't know that. This is a new adventure. But I wanted to kind of lay a little bit of ground for the conversation. Now, I know you, obviously, at least I should know you. Everyone else out there, they don't know you. What is something that you would like to tell about yourself?
Well, I am 22. I'm the oldest of five kids. I love my siblings. They're the best. I used to be really good at running, and now I'm slow, but I still like to go sometimes. And I'm a teacher, and I am tired most of the time after school, so I watch a lot of TV. Pretty exciting.
I'm sure everybody is really glad they now have that information in their life.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
No, it's good.
That did not sound nice. Sorry, I'm not interesting enough for your podcast.
Hey, we're still recording. I'm sure we'll just edit that out.
Now you're not going to edit that out to make it seem like it's like so
do
raw.
Do people do that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I knew that. So you were telling me some things the other day. Do you remember what you were talking about?
I don't know. I say a lot of wise things.
That is true. You do say a lot of wise things. A lot of it was about kind of some of the things that you go through and some of the things you like you wish you could just share, kind of be able to relate the things okay. That you can relate. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, I was talking about how it's kind of hard as you like grow up to like figure out your place in the world and like who you are, because you get used to like, can you edit out the word like?
No.
You get used to doing these certain things. Like in high school, I defined myself a lot by being an athlete. And then once I stopped competing in cross country and track, I felt like that part of me was kind of gone. And I had to like figure out how to be myself without that part of me, I guess. And then I was a student forever, it feels like. Like, how many years? 15? 16 years? 17?
Probably the normal,
I don't know.
Normal amount.
Yeah, but it was a long time. And then it's weird to, like, not be that anymore. And you just have to, like, use... But I guess what's, like, made it better is just realizing that you can use all those skills and those talents that you learned in, like, new ways. Like, now I'm, like, coaching next year, so I get to use everything I learned from running just in a new way now, so it's better. And it doesn't have to be as sad to leave things behind, because sometimes I get sad to leave things behind.
What part of it makes you sad?
Maybe I don't know, just feeling like you have to do adult things now, I guess. Like, I feel like the more you grow up, like the more responsibilities you have and the less like fun things it seems like sometimes.
Yeah, I could say that. What about, because I feel like, I remember when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, I always was always like looking forward to being older. I was like, oh, when I'm this age, then I can do this. I can drive a car. I can go out on, by myself. Like, I don't need to have my parents with me. I can live on my own. I can go on vacations by myself, and those different steps. And I kind of looked at it this way. Like, how did that play out for you? Would you say that similar?
Maybe, but then you get there and you realize that, like, you have to buy toilet paper and stuff, and it's not actually that fun.
I love buying toilet paper.
I mean, there's pros and cons to both, but you know what I mean. Like, it's hard leaving behind days that are, like, good, but then you just have to realize that, like, every part of life is going to have good things.
Yeah, that's true. Looking back, like, there are definitely, you can never get back your past. Like, once it's happened, it's in that past.
Wow,
like,
thank you for that information.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, at least in the future, I feel like I still I have the power to change the future. But the past, you don't have something. You don't have that power to change it.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And you never know, like, what's going to happen, or, like, who you're going to meet, or, like, who you're going to be.
Yeah. For you, where do you see yourself in 5-10 years down the road? You'll be 32.
So young. Wow, you'll be 38, you old fart.
Thanks.
I thought that was a fart. You doing this?
No.
I wish it was. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be. Hopefully, I'll be strong, powerful, confident. I'm just thinking of that episode now.
Yeah.
I think I'll still be teaching, I hope. And I would love to, like, either have my master's or be getting my master's. We'll probably have a few babies.
Good luck with that.
I don't know. I would love to, like, adopt or foster or something. I think that'd be really cool.
I feel like your goals are so
big.
Like, what are, like, for instance, I want to go to Japan. Like, what goals like that do you have?
That's a big goal. I mean, I guess it's not, like, raising a human, but
I would say if
we're changing all of these students' lives. Yeah, you're right. I'm ambitious. Okay. Yeah.
I think if your goal can be brought down to you can complete it in just a week, I think it's not a big goal then.
You can have a baby in a week. It takes like 30 hours.
But then you have it forever. Like, if you like, when I come back from Japan after a week, like, my goal's done.
No, you'll be a new person. You'll be so cultured.
I'm already cultured.
Okay, so you want smaller, like a bucket list more than a
goal? Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, a bucket list.
Okay. Still want to have my master's. I want to go to pretty much everywhere, but I really want to go to, like, Europe, like Italy.
What is it about Italy that intrigues you?
Is Rome in Italy?
Yes.
Will you edit that out?
Rome is in Italy.
Okay, well,
if you just pause in between, I can edit pretty much anything out.
I just think, like, all the history of places are cool, like old places. Like, in the United States, we're a pretty young country. We don't have crazy old things.
Yeah.
It's just cool seeing things. Also, gelato and crepes and all that good stuff.
You know, they have those here, too.
It's not the same. I mean, I wouldn't know, but
I was gonna say, how do you know?
But I've heard from Instagram that it's not the same.
Yeah. No, I get that. And you're on Instagram occasionally?
I may have a small problem with social media.
Okay. You want to tell everyone what your Instagram handle is so they can go follow you?
No, because I don't care about followers. I am living my life just to be me.
It's at kenzie.randall.
No, it's not.
No?
No.
Oh, it's at kenz, K-E-N-Z, dot Randall. R-A-N-D-A-L-L. That's her handle.
So, here's what I've discovered about my social media habits.
Okay, tell us.
I find that when I'm having a, like, hard time when I'm feeling like overwhelmed or stressed or something, I tend to go on it a lot more because I just want something to like distract me and like not have to actually deal with anything that's happening.
Okay.
Like at school today, I'm like, I'm just gonna go on Facebook on my computer. That way it won't cut into my social media time on my phone. Because I like, it was just too overwhelming to think about doing the things like for work. So I'm trying to work on like filling my time with and being better at like doing other things when I feel stress instead of going on there.
Yeah. You mentioned like you're running out of time. I don't know if they understand what you're referring to.
Oh yeah. So I had to set a lock on my, apps. Well, Tanner set a lock on my apps.
I set the password.
Because I wanted to be better at not going on so much, but now I just waste time other ways. So it's not really helping.
I mean, it's still
help. Yeah. But I need to change my mindset about it. Not just like, if you don't change the root of the problem, you're still doing all the things that you're doing. I've learned a lot from Queer Eye, so.
I think you brought up a good point, but how does someone change their mindset?
I don't know. This is your realm, not mine.
I know how to change your mindset?
I don't know. I always ask you first how to do hard things.
Yeah. I think that's something to think about. That's a good point, though. I feel like even a lot of times people aren't even at that point where they realize that there's something that within their mindset that they needs to be changed. But
yeah, I've heard about this book though that I want to read. It's called like Change Your Relationship with Your Phone or something. Seems interesting.
How long ago was that? It was a while back. For those that don't know, I like to listen to NPR. I'm one of those guys.
Good plug.
Or girls. Yeah, they're not paying me, so I shouldn't say anything. I listen to a radio station that talks about stuff, but it was I believe he wrote a book, and it was talking about how he went on a fast, and he found that really the main benefit to not going on Facebook and Instagram was he had time to be bored.
Oh, yeah, I think I thought that was a TED Talk.
It might. I mean, I'm sure it's in a lot of places, but he kind of was talking about how...
We sound so educated. Wow.
Right? When, if you don't set aside time to kind of detach, to not do anything, then that's when you can be creative. That's when you have ideas come to you and you learn and you can grow. This last week we were in Sunday school with the kids. And it was funny watching all the kids because you could just see their legs were bouncing and they couldn't like sit still. And it reminded me when I was a kid, I was the exact same.
I'm still that way.
I could not for the life of me, like not move. Does that make sense? I could not sit still, probably an easier way to say it. And
now you're learning to sit still more.
I feel like
your thoughts.
I have.
I feel like I just don't want to sit still because then I'm like, just feel like I'm going to start worrying about everything.
Interesting.
And so that's why I don't want to have that time with myself.
Yeah. Worrying can be a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
But yeah, no, I like that point. And like, I think just finding the things that make your life better about social media, because I don't think that getting rid of it altogether is necessarily a good thing. Like, I like the connections I have on there and like having a place to like share things that I'm doing with work and stuff like that. But it's just when I get on there and just scroll through things that aren't even funny,
like,
or good, or
yeah. I'll be honest, just not too long ago I was going through a phase like that. I feel like I do it more with videos, where I can just watch like video after video after video.
And I don't even like really watch it. I'm just like staring at it, not actually really
exactly
doing anything.
Okay, well, I've got another question for you.
Okay.
Which I feel like, because I know you, it's going to be something you're going to enjoy. The question I have is, who is your personal hero, or some of your personal heroes? I feel like you're always telling me, because you're always looking to other people and seeing all the great things they're doing.
I don't know. I wasn't prepared for these questions. I don't know.
You can think about it. Because like I said,
I like feel nervous.
As long as you pause, I can edit it out.
I feel nervous talking. I don't know who my hero is. I don't know.
Fine, I can change my question.
Besides my mom, who's like the best.
What do you mean?
I'm just gonna cry thinking about her because I love her so much. She's just so nice to everyone.
You have some mother attachment issues?
Yes, Freud would love to look into my brain. I just admire that, like, I feel like she doesn't take, like, she doesn't listen to what other people want her to do, necessarily. She just, like, does what she enjoys. Which, yeah. I feel like I listen to other people too much. Maybe I listen to her too much.
Maybe.
But she just, like, is always thinking of other people. I don't know. And you, babe. You're my hero. Oh,
wow. Why do you say that?
You are just so funny and smart and positive. And you always want to, like, get information. Like, you're very informed. And you're very, like, unbiased. I don't know. I need to have better answers. I don't know. I'm my own hero.
I feel like I saw a movie about that not too recently.
What? That isn't romantic.
Oh, yeah. That was
good job, one. Rebel Wilson, if you're listening. Priyanka. Chopra.
What are you saying?
If you could just introduce me to your husband, Nick Jonas, that would be great.
Well done. Way to get yourself out there.
You know who's my hero? Can they be fictional?
Yeah, it can be anyone.
I was going to say Rebecca Pearson from This Is Us. She's a bad A.
Why Rebecca Pearson?
Because she's just like...
And also, are we talking old Rebecca Pearson or young Rebecca Pearson?
Probably both. I don't know.
I mean, she had a few kind of some breakdowns.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I just need to think. My hero is Leslie Knope.
Seems like you like
strong female leads.
Yeah. How about Gal Gadot from the hit movie Wonder Woman? Or... maybe.
Yeah, but she's not really my hero. I don't even know her.
But so you're saying you know
I've spent Leslie way more Knope hours with Leslie Knope.
Rebecca Pearson?
I've spent like 7 seasons with Leslie. I spent like 2 hours with Wonder Woman.
Well, you need to watch Wonder Woman more.
Also, Wonder Woman is like has like superpowers and stuff.
Oh,
like
you
Leslie's
don't
like a real, like she could be a real person.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so people like Pam Beasley just...
Pam doesn't really do anything.
Don't tell her that.
That one time she's like,
Sorry, Jenna Fisher.
I walked through the coals. I'm awesome. And then other than that, she doesn't do much.
I think she's powerful.
Don't call me Pammy.
Yeah, she stands up for herself.
Kinda.
And when she slaps...
Are we allowed
Michael
to talk
Scott?
About this on the radio? Is this copyrighted somehow?
I don't think so. And we're not on the radio.
Wow, you do not have high expectations for your podcast. This is going to go big.
The radio is just too mainstream. Like, it's different. You have to separate yourself.
My hero is Alex... what's his name?
Alex.
From Reply All.
Oh, Alex Goldman?
Yeah. PJ and Alex, if you're listening, I love you.
You have very high expectations for where this will go. Always just doing talking your shout to all outs.
My celebrities. Who else should I shout out?
I don't know. You've got the floor. Go for it. Who do you want to talk to out there?
Justin Bieber, I know you're going through a hard time right now. I read your Instagram post, and I just want to send some good vibes out to you.
Okay.
You're going to make it through. I know you will. You've done it before. You'll keep it do coming. It again.
Who else is there?
Jonas Brothers, I'm really happy that you're having a reunion. It's probably the only thing getting me through my life right now.
That's
one of the best things in my life. Sure. I don't know.
That's
I just
all
don't
of them?
Know. Yeah.
They're all out there. They're listening right now to you. They care.
They do.
They know who you are.
They do. You know who I think is cool is all those ladies in the Hidden Figures movie.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are my heroes.
You know who I would want to shout out to? Shorty and...
Oh my gosh, Jones Barbecue Ladies?
Yes.
Yes! You guys are killing it. You are just living your best life.
Yeah. I'd give free advertisement to them.
Oh, I would too. They don't need it though.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're sitting pretty.
Remember, their barbecue sauce is backlogged for like months.
Yeah, it was only 7 to 10 days, but oh. Sure, you can say months.
Tan France, I know you live nearby. I hope I run into you sometime and you tell me how to dress and fix my life.
Yeah. You could.
I did the French tuck today just for you.
I feel like in this last, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, we've really seen how much TV we watch. We watch quite a bit.
Hey, I read a lot of books too.
That's true. What do?
You play a lot of video games.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm still trying to think of who my hero is. I feel like this makes it seem like I have no one to look up to. Actually,
no
one of my...
real? Well, you did say your mom.
Yeah, my mom. One of my heroes is one of my teachers I had in college, Jessica.
Oh, yeah. You used to talk about her.
She's awesome.
Why was she your hero? Why did you look up to her?
Because she, like, actually cared about me being successful. Like, it was her first year at Utah State. Like, she had moved from somewhere else. It was her first year living in Utah. So she, like, didn't know a lot about it. But, like, she just, like, jumped in and was, like, involved in everything. And, like, her, like, the second month she was there, she, like, got us all tickets to go to this teaching conference in Salt Lake and, like, basically begged the school to, like, give us money so we could go. And, like, no one had ever, like, done that for my education and been, like, I believe you can be a teacher. Like, I want to show, like, she was, like, I want you to be hanging out with people who are already teachers. Like, I want you to be involved in the community of educators. And it was just cool. Like, no one had ever... even like known my name like when I was in college. I feel like
you're saying your teachers and
yeah,
professors,
like professors, like I feel like a lot of times they just have so many students that they just don't have the time to like, which like I get, like,
oh yeah, I if I was them, I don't think I'd remember
yeah,
anybody's name.
But like it's just cool that she, and like we did have smaller classes so that made it easier, but
yeah,
I feel like she just took the time to really like mentor us, and I took her for 3 classes. And every single class, she would always, like, 2 days, she would cancel class and, like, conference with people. Like, she would have us come into her office and meet with her. And, like, just one-on-one, like, basically, we could ask her any question. And I would always ask her, like, all these teaching questions. I'm like, I don't know anything. Like, show me what to do. And she would just give me books to borrow. And she let me borrow books from her library, which that's, like, really nice. Like, I don't let people borrow my books because you don't know if you're going to get those back.
That's true.
Yeah, and she's just so nice. And she would always just talk about how much she loved her job and, like, how important, like, the work is that we're doing. And I feel like, people say, like, oh, yeah, teachers are great. Like, they're doing such good work. But, like, I feel like people just say that. Like, I could tell, like, she really did care about, like, what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also, like, an awesome mom. And, like, showed me that you can, like, be a mom and do other things and be good at both of them.
Yeah.
And she took her son on picnic dates on Fridays. Isn't that the cutest thing? I want to do that. But, yeah, she's really cool. And she still emails me sometimes and asks me how I'm doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the key points was she knew who you were. She keeps in touch. And she... I feel like she just did things out of the ordinary that were special one-on-one.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not advocating for anyone to work harder than, like, extra hours than they need to, because that's one of the problems with teaching is I feel like people are expected to do that, and
yeah.
You actually shouldn't always do that. But I feel like she really did just go above and beyond, like, what was expected of her, and I don't know. She's just a cool person. She's a cool lady.
Do you have plans to kind of copy that and to do that in your teaching?
I hope so, yeah. I definitely would like to. Like, I loved her conferencing things because I felt like it helped me with a lot of things to just have a one-on-one conversation. Because when you're just turning papers and get them back, like, you don't really know, like, what they're thinking. Like, you can't tell really always from a comment or, like, good job or whatever. But, like, actually being able to talk to her, like, was cool. And just she really showed that she cared about her students. And I hope I do that.
That's awesome.
But there's a lot of them, and some of them are really annoying, so it's hard. But there was this one kid in our class, and...
This was in college?
Yes, bless his soul. But he was having a little bit of a rough time. Like, he just was one of those students that always kind of made little comments that were a little off and, like, not really related to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and yeah. She was just, like, so, like, nice to him and just always, like, tried her best to answer his questions, like, even if it wasn't, like, related. And I feel like that was, like, a good example, like, because I feel like sometimes I'm like, ugh. Like, he's raising his hand again. Mm-hmm. And she was just, like, always calling on him, like, sorry. Always just being very, like, kind to everyone.
Yeah. I feel like in today's culture and society where we're combating bullying and trying to...
Oh, we're getting to the big stuff. Are we going to talk about gun control now? Or
no. I was just saying that I feel like that's a big... It goes a long ways by being patient with people and understanding them, even if they're different. And
yeah, it's really hard to do, though, like, in some situations. But, I mean, from what I've seen, I mean, in middle school, it hasn't been as much as my other experience. They're still kind of mean to each other, and I'm like, ooh, don't say that. But when I was student teaching, like, I feel like that. A lot of them were just, like, really nice. Like, there was a girl in my psychology class, and she had autism, so she would sometimes, like, just say funny things and just do things that you wouldn't normally think to do, like, get out of your seat randomly and, like, shout out and stuff like that. And every time we would, like, pick groups, I was always, like, worried that she wouldn't get, like, picked.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like when I was in high school or middle school, like, those kind of people wouldn't get picked for their groups, you know?
I never got picked.
Yeah, and almost every single time, like, I saw someone, and it was, like, multiple different people. It wasn't just, like, one person that would always ask her, like, hey, do you want to be in our group? And
that's
it just,
awesome.
Like, gave me hope for the future. Yeah. That not everyone is terrible, despite what you may see in the Facebook comment feeds.
don't look at those.
Just
kind of like
away.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Don't look at the comments. I have certain views about the older generation.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm optimistic about how things will change over the next 10, 20 years and to see the different things.
That's
we're
one
doing.
Thing I love about teaching is, like, just getting to see how smart and talented these young people are that are going to be doing these awesome things. Some of them might not be doing some of that many awesome things. They'll probably be running the best drug dealing business that we've got, but
hopefully by the time drugs are just illegal. And so
they're already illegal.
Did I say illegal? I meant legal.
Oh.
And then it won't even be an issue. It'll all just be taxed and we'll all be fine.
Okay. Anyway, but it just gives me hope, like, just seeing, because they're very passionate about things and they're really smart and they know a lot. I sometimes feel like I don't know as much as them. And, like, they're involved in things, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like. What else you got?
I think that's
what
about...
What else you got?
I think that's about it.
Are you sure? I feel like there was something else we were going to talk about.
I mean, we've got the future. This is going to be... I mean, after...
Sorry I cried when talking about you, Mom. I just love you so much.
I mean, before we know it, all these different celebrities will be listening, and we'll have plenty of time to come back to
your listen to this. I already just feel cringy about it.
It's all right. No, you're just fine.
No, I'm bad at interviewing. Taryn did a better job. Good job, Taryn. At Taryn Nicole 3.
Well, is there any last things you want to say before we end?
You was kind. You was smart.
You was important.
You got this.
This is, yeah. Everyone else, you got this. And also, you've got this. Yeah, I know it's not the easiest, but I appreciate you taking time to speak with me.
Oh, well, you know me. So busy.
Yep, you're very busy. I'm
this
sure you're...
cutting into my TV time.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well.
We've got This Is Us to watch.
Okay. Well, till next time.
Gucci!
's everybody for listening. Hope that you enjoyed it. Look forward to having you with us next time. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thanks.